Walk into any stockbroker's office or onto a trading floor, and chances are the TV is turned to CNBC. It's by far the most popular business channel on cable. But Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation wants to change that, and today is launching the Fox Business Channel. Fox hopes to have a looser and more accessible style than its main competitor, and it says its coverage will take a friendlier attitude towards business. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
It's easy to dismiss the Fox Business Channel's chance of success. Cable TV is already overcrowded with channels, and business news is pretty much dominated by one competitor. Then you remember that a lot of people dismissed Fox News, too, and it went on to crush CNN in the ratings. So you might expect the mood inside the Fox offices to be a bit cocky. But Kevin McGee, the executive in charge of Fox Business, is trying hard to lower expectations.
We're only in 30 million homes compared to CNBC's 90 million homes. So we're not expecting to come out and take the ball away from them day one, and I hope no one else is either.
McGee is sitting in his office overlooking Midtown Manhattan. The Fox Business studios are on another floor, but Fox doesn't want me to see them. It's keeping details about the channel under wraps to build up suspense.
The team is ready. The excitement is building. The way you think of business is about to change.
What officials do say is that they want to do more than steal CNBC's audience, which is affluent but small. They also want to lure new viewers. Kevin McGee says there's a vast untapped audience for business news.
We believe that there's an awful lot of people out there who like money, and we're putting on a channel about money. And we think that we're going to try to program to them and in whatever way we can.
He says that means being more Main Street than Wall Street and using less jargon. None of that arcane talk about the yen carry trade and the steepness of the yield curve. Fox anchor Neil Cavuto.
If you can't explain a stock or an investment principle in under a sentence to me, chances are you're not serving the audience. So clarity counts. Getting to the point counts. None of this economist on the one hand and on the other hand stuff.
Fox officials have suggested they want their coverage to be friendlier to business than CNBC's. Cavuto says that doesn't mean glossing over bad news, just keeping it in perspective. Take the corporate scandals of a few years ago.
I counted 9 or 10 companies that were brought up on improprieties or worse, many of whom executives went to jail. But there are 9 or 10,000 publicly listed companies. Now, I'm not saying the 9 or 10,000 are saints, but I do remind my viewers, the sins of a few do not equate to the activities of the many.
This brand of populism with a right-wing tilt has, of course, served Fox well before, and Fox says it already has CNBC running scared. CNBC now calls itself America's Business Channel. CNBC President Mark Hoffman brushes aside questions about Fox, but he does say this.
CNBC is as strong as it's ever been, and we're confident about the future.
There's no question CNBC is a formidable competitor for Fox. It has 5 channels and reaches 390 million households around the world. It employs twice as many people as Fox, and it has bankable personalities like Jim Cramer and Maria Bartiromo that Fox doesn't have. But Brad Adgate of Horizon Media says it's not smart to bet against Murdoch.
News Corp is a very, very successful organization. They have been very patient. It took them several years. If you look at Rupert Murdoch's track record with Fox News, it took a few years for them to become the top-rated cable news network.
It may take years for the Fox Business Network to build an audience, but Murdoch has shown he's willing to wait. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.